Hey, hi, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Listen, we got some things going over here on the background. I'm waiting for something to load up before we get started, but today, my friends, is the tapping, and I'm tripping again. I don't know. These days are really getting me mixed up here. Today is the tapping. Today, let me put this back out because I'm tripping. Today is the day that we get in our bag. We see what we pick up out the bag, and we have a conversation about it. It could be movies. It could be music. You know, our tastes vary around here, but yeah, that's what today is. Not gonna tell y'all, I've been doing so much today that I'm tripping. I was late getting to my doc. Hi, doc, honey. I see you back there. But it's been a busy, this week started off kind of busy, so please forgive me. I was so busy that I thought today was Wednesday. That's how busy I was. Anyway, a few things I'd like to say before we get into our shenanigans for this evening. Join the conversation, drop a comment, call or text. The number is scrolling on the screen. It will be for the rest of the evening. I don't feel like I should even have to say it. I got you. And you can ask me to drop the link. I just suggest that you are on your best behavior when doing so. We don't play shenanigans over here. We don't want to see your little Peter Weeders and all of that stuff. Keep them to yourself. I personally am good. Seen one, you seen them all, baby. call in. If you want to come on the show for any reason, hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. I'm just saying. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We need them. We need them. We love them. We want more of them. Give it up. Stop playing. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. All right. I said I'm going to do y'all one better with this here thing. Wait a minute. No, I don't want it like that. I got you. We're going to do it like this. And then we're going to put it up there like that. So I'm going to keep that right there. So therefore, I don't have to say it anymore because the number's there. And you know what I want you to do. And all of that good stuff. We're going to leave it right like that for a second. But it's definitely the tap in. So, anyway. I got to do one thing. And then I'm going to bring my doc boo up in this building. And then we're going to get into it. But I just want to do this one thing real quick. I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now, to smell, you get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Power. Now, at the time, I'm sorry, I came in. Sniffing my candle. At the time that I actually did that commercial, I thought Fly Love Song was my favorite, but I think I've changed my decision on favorites, and right now Infinite Possibilities is that for me. It's so, oh my gosh. So yeah, definitely check out transcendingsounds.com. Use our code. You get 15% off. The code is ambitiously15. That's it. Ambitiously15. And yeah, highlight them. Wait a minute, just one more. Okay. I don't want to light it right now because, you know, I got to preserve until I get back to my girl. But, all right, without further ado, I'm not doing all that right now, but without further ado, I'm going to bring in Doc because it's time. It's time to get into this tapping. Doc! What's going on,
AU Big Purr. Smell it like gang.
Listen, I almost got trapped in the Matrix again. It's been a busy week, and when I get busy, I get thrown off a little bit, like, especially when I get really, really busy.
Okay.
I almost thought today was Wednesday again.
Time flies when you have fun.
I don't know what's going on, but I did take a nice little sniff of this Infinite Possibilities candle.
Okay.
By Transcending Sounds, and yeah, bringing me back. It's bringing me back.
We went from Fly Love Song to Infinite Possibilities. Everything the sun touches is yours.
Infinite Possibilities. I love it. Listen, but I don't know. I love the name of this candle right here, but it's the smell. It just...
Calgon, take you away?
Yeah, it's like you should definitely... And it's this candle right here is a nice size for it's a go situation. Like, you can...
travel.
Let's say... Yeah, you going on vacation, you going somewhere, you want boo love, you light a couple of these, get the candles popping.
Hey, that's the move, though.
And it come with music.
Little Barbados, Ghana, trip, take a couple of those, you can pack them in your suitcase, make it through customs, after you open up the balcony, the lanai, let the sea breeze flow in a little bit. Enjoy that living, put your bag to the side, go out, explore your location, then come back to the room after a long day of walking around and sightseeing, light the candles, put on some tunes. Hopefully they got Bluetooth in the hotel or an aux cord.
You feel me? You got it popping. All the little room service, you good to go. Yeah, you know what I mean? You good to go. But yeah, that one, that'll do it. So how are you today, sir?
I am doing actually really good. My allergies ain't been kicking my ass. I got some business taken care of today. I've been chilling. I prepared the final exam. I could eat me some tacos. I like to ask when it happened, but I did. So yeah, I'm doing good. How are you, ma'am?
Yeah, Rock. I ain't getting no tacos today. I'm sorry. Okay. I just needed to tell him just in case he's watching. I ain't getting no tacos today, Rock. What's up? What's up with my Taco Tuesday? You let me down, buddy. You don't like tacos on Tuesday? Rock,
better get the Easter platter.
Joking. Doc is up in the building early. Rock was up in the building early, and I was late.
You feel
like I usually do it early, and I looked at the time like, oh,
it's fine.
Knew it was something I was forgetting. I'm telling you, it's been crazy around here. But anyway, let's get into our first out the bag. This one is kind of, I don't know, We're going to see how we feel about this one. But I felt like I should throw them in the bay. And we're going to talk about the collective and not just the one person who was the breakout star. We're going to talk about the Saint Lunatics.
Oh, okay. So would you like to go first?
I'm going to lie to you. And you know what? Every now and again, this might happen. But here goes. Y'all might put me back on that stick again and burn me alive again, or y'all tried to. It didn't work when y'all tried to do it, because I still staying on my shit. I don't really like that dude, but y'all might put me back on the post again, try to set me ablaze again, but I didn't really like Nelly.
Okay.
I didn't really like him. And that's the crazy part. At the time that wave was jumping, my sister lived in St. Louis at the time. So, well, one of my sisters, anyway, lived in St. Louis at the time. And, man, when she used to talk, it used to burn me up. Like, girl, her, and you know what I mean? This the way she talked, it used to drive me crazy. So I didn't necessarily want to hear it in a song. I'm sorry. I just...
Wait, hold on. You talking about accents?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm doing that. Yes, I am. Because I don't have a problem with my accents. It's the rest of the world that has a problem with my accent. And therefore, I probably... just have an issue with her accent. It's my sister, so I could say it. I don't give three flying for Jeezies. I'm trying to get it together right now, but I hated her accent. There, I said it, and what? Who want to do something to me? Punch me in my face? What you going to do? But I didn't like her accent. Therefore, I didn't want to hear it on the song. So I didn't necessarily like Nelly. I never got with... I mean, I didn't knock him for what it was that he was doing and what he was trying to build for his city, and, you know, put on, I like the, you know, how they came together, the camaraderie, but I didn't necessarily like his music. I wasn't a big fan, so therefore, because I wasn't a big fan of his music, it kind of trapped the Saint Lunatics in there a little bit, too. Now, I did kind of have a little cool, a fondness. I wouldn't say cool. I wouldn't say, you know, he was somebody I'd be like, oh, I had to go get, because at the time CDs were still popping. Oh, I got to go get his CD. But I did kind of like Murphy Lee a little bit. But, yeah, other than that, I was cool off, though.
Okay, so it was my time to shine with it. So the second half of my family is from St. Louis.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. Sorry.
They really do talk like that. I haven't certainly, my actual blood mother and father, they are from St. Louis, straight up. But no, the rolling of the R's, and not the Latino Mexican rolling of the R's, but the thurs.
Thurs. Her. I gotta call my her.
Yeah, her, there. And it, look, because I grew up in Georgia, though. So me messing with my cousins, now, I would like say bear. Burr, say beer, burr. I'm like, ah, y'all say the same thing. But then they were
trying. Fuck, you trying to get me, but I don't care. That's the whole thing. You trying to get me that way too. But that's the whole thing. I'm a Baltimorean and I'm a Libra. I don't really give two flying.
No problem with that, but.
About nothing. But yeah, them R's was crazy.
But no, but it messed me up because I'm like, wait, she is really talking about accents.
And yes, the funny thing is, the accents, I am. Most very much I know, so. I am. I'm doing that.
Most interesting ones.
I'm doing that. And I really don't usually talk about people because I can run through a few accents that drive me insane. I had a baby by one, and most people love that accent. But you know what I mean? Like, and.
Well, if you're a hip-hop fan, the New York accent isn't that abrasive. it's more of a certain language that they use.
Exactly. But then you got to think, when it comes to New York, you got dudes from different boroughs and all of them got their own slang.
That's the slang word.
Goes, it coincides with the accent, you feel me? Like, it goes hand in hand.
So the Saint Lunatics as a collective, Nelly was the pop-off star, even though he most people didn't understand that his brother City Spud was the one that really assisted in most of the stuff, but then he got locked up. That
right.
Also, Nelly apparently is a pretty boy, so that helped in his favor. And then they all went and started popping off. Like Kiwan and their, all them tried to do their thing too. Murphy Lee was the lyrical rapper standout, but it's Murphy Lee. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I'm still stuck on the fact he was a pretty one. I'm sorry.
Apparently. Look, apparently.
Really? Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm cursing too early because I'm basing this off of what I heard and what the posters I would see in girls' rooms.
I was stuck for a second. That threw me off, but go ahead. Go
ahead. Apparently, no, I'm just saying, look, all I know is if I went to a girl house and she had posters on the wall from Word of Magazine or Wrap It Up, it was.
And she had Nelly on the wall.
Generally, it was a Nelly poster with the band aid. But beyond that, Murphy Lee, if you do a weird comparison, he was supposed to be, and if you have to shift this and do lyrical mental gymnastics, he was supposed to be kind of like the Lil Wayne of Cash Money, the way
I can see that.
But it didn't work the same way for whatever reason. And I don't know if it's because Nelly did overly outshine them. Nelly was more acceptable to people, and the music that he decided to make, which wasn't, he was rapping in a very interesting way, but it was a little bit bigger than just rap because white people love fucking Nelly more than, keep cursing, I'm sorry. I missed it a little bit too earlier.
Which is why he was able to transition over into like the country aspect of things and that nature. Yeah. That's
what made it so much bigger. You go down the line, Kiwan tried to do something. Kiwan's brother, I can't remember his brother's name off the top of my head. But the one that kind of stood off, and which was just more like a hype man but didn't say anything, was Slow Down. And he was very distinctive, the Spider-Man webs, the half Jason mask, and he just did the dances and stuff. He's the one that had the biggest issue because apparently he was the one, which is kind of, it's fair, but it's still messed up that he was the one, if we split in checks, you won't get the lease because all you really are is a hype man, but don't even say nothing, which it would be hard for him to break out and try to create a rap career because all we know you is the dude that danced.
Yeah. The dude that be dancing and stuff in the videos. It would have been a weird trend. I can't even remember if I ever heard that dude's voice, to be honest.
I didn't hear it.
And I probably have. I just don't remember it. All I remember him as is the dude that was doing the dances.
Yeah. So.
And that was it.
So Nelly to me is important. I always had a joke about my dad because my dad would rock Nelly hard because my dad is an OG from St. Louis. And my joke to him, I always say, man, you bought probably sweat and suit. You will play the double disc on purpose, sweat and suit. And nobody gonna play the whole thing. That's like, hey, put on that Silk the Shocker. And he is mad when I say that because to him, even though my dad is older than me, of course, and Nelly is like my age, but to him, that was one of the people from where he's from that made it. So he's
right.
But I
nobody is walking there and talk about put on that damn Silk the Shocker.
That's my favorite joke, whatever the day. Because I'm like, yeah, I've never heard somebody say, put on that Silk the Shocker.
Like, who came in the house and was like, you know what I want here? I want to hear some Silk the Shocker. I never in my life heard nobody. I need Silk the Shocker on. I never hear that. And they'd be like, all right, throw on that new No Limit, but it wasn't specifically Silk the Shocker.
No, that's one of my favorite jokes because I'm like, yeah, I've never heard anybody say that. But some songs that I like, but they thought it's funny, like, you have never in your life heard somebody say, put on a
six. Just walk up in the house.
I know in real life, I hear somebody say, hey, put on Hot in Her or put on EI or put on Ride With Me or even if you want to go to down south, put on the one, him in Florida Georgia Line, which is a country song that he's on. Him and like Tim, it was Tim McGraw. Even the country
song. I don't know. It's one of them old good old boys. I don't know.
So, Nelly did do a good job of transitioning. The Saint Lunatics, you got to think their name stood out and they was a crew. But
yeah,
unfortunately had a bright star that overshined a lot of them. And because he transcended to pop culture stardom when Murphy Lee could have been literally the next one up. No, Murphy Lee's song, I Don't Need No Hook, produced by Jermaine Dupri, hard. I'll still pump that song.
Yeah, that was a joint. That was a joint. That's why I said I had a fond, little fondness, a little Murphy Lee, a little bit. That joint was jumping. But here's the thing. What happened to them is what happens to a lot of groups, or I don't know if you would call them a band or rap, you know what I mean? Which is money comes in. You got the one breakout star. I'll just say in groups in general, you got the one breakout star, except for the Wu-Tang Clan. You know who that never happened to? It never happened to the Wu-Tang Clan. They are torn together right now as we speak. Stop playing with my boys. But for most group type of situations, you have that one breakout star. The money's distributed unequally, you feel me? Because that's the breakout star. And then, tensions gather, jealousy flies, you feel me? People did jobs and they feel, I totally get that part. You know, people did jobs and they felt like they weren't honored for doing such jobs, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm fair a little bit. This is my fair shot at it.
Let me finish this one point. It's a telltale sign of what usually happens in the music industry when it comes to groups. You got NSYNC with Justin Timberlake. He's the breakout star from there. You feel me? In other groups, you feel me? Mm-hmm. It happens. And it happened with them.
Yes, but this is my angle with that, in my opinion. I don't think it happened the exact same way. I don't think Nelly's idea was to leave my guys behind. And I think I don't know this for any facts or anything, I do think he tried to put his guys in position that they could win. Murphy Lee was the one that would have won, even though him and Kiwan dropped albums. But it's like, it didn't work. But I think Murphy Lee had a chance, but the fact that he was still connected to Nelly and Nelly became that guy for that period of time, it was too hard for him to get up under that. And then if they looking at you like, hey, yeah.
So you saying Murphy Lee was Nelly's Kelly Rowland?
In a sense, yeah. Yeah. You have talent. You are able to do this, but because you are under this person who's shining super bright, it's going to be too hard for you to get away from that light. So either you just enjoy the light that you get and do what you want to do that makes you happy, or you be like, I tried it, but it's just not working the same way. And it comes to how much you want to fight for it too. But the other two members, I don't think they were even at that level. And I don't even know if they wanted to be rappers per se, but they were part of the crew. But it matters, like, for example, too, and I'm jumping to another crew. Like, Split Star has never really did anything solo, but he can show up on his homeboy stuff all the time, help Busta out, drop a little snippet bar, 16 here and there, but it's no desire for him to do his own album. People know who he is. There's no doubt about that.
But then that's the thing. He never had a desire to do his own album, but with the Saint Lunatics, it was some desire there because niggas went and had their own albums. You feel me? That wouldn't have worked out that way. So I would, that Busta and Spliff is a different kind of comparison. Like, Spliff always knew what he came to do. He yet never had no other mission. Like, I'm living good just by hyping my man up. You feel me?
Yeah.
And we do. We got a magnetic energy that will never stop. It hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
Since Buster been a solo artist, you've always seen Spliff right there. So you're never going to see that dynamic alter because it's understood what it was supposed to be. I think in a St. Ludwig situation, everything wasn't understood. Obviously, because they talked about it since. Everything was not understood in accordance to what was said was going to happen. Which, again, goes back to my point, which is this is the telltale sign of what happens in the music industry. You're always going to have that one breakout. But if everybody don't have an understanding about how it's supposed to work, who's going to be the breakout, and who's going to have to take, you know what I mean?
We hear a little bit, I want to kind of explain it just because you brought them up. How come, and this is just me really asking you a question, how come Wu-Tang didn't have that issue? There was a lot of them.
Well, first of all, every single one of them, the whole lot of them have all had solo albums. And the way that he set it up, when he set this group up, because it started with the Abbott, when he set this group up, his intention was to make sure every single one of them got their own albums. And not only that, everybody wasn't on the same label when they did those solo projects.
Part that basically they weren't a group before the deal. They were already individual artists before the deal.
No, they was a group before the deal. First Wu-Tang Clan hit. It wasn't no solo projects, but in simultaneously.
I mean, I thought you brought everybody from different boroughs to.
No. Only one or two of them is from a different borough. The rest of them are from Staten Island. They either from one side of Staten Island or the other one, Stapleton Projects or Park Hill. That's all in Staten Island. That's not how that worked. He was making beats. He was good at it. He had a solo project prior. And then he was still into his beats, making beats and stuff like that. And then he brought them all together as a collective, which I'm quite sure was a really hard thing because Stapleton and Park Hill did not get along with each other. So I know it was kind of weird. But he put them together as a group. Wu-Tang Clan dropped an album. But while they were dropping that album, he was making sure each and every single solitary one of them was getting a deal elsewhere. Loud only had the group Wu-Tang. They didn't have the rights to individual members. So the Abbott set it up that his guys were all going to be good regardless. And that's how that's why they all have their independence and they go do whatever it is that they got going on. And everybody can come back cool because everybody understands that everybody going to serve the purpose that they were set forth to serve versus it being the money thing. All right, we got the rule thing.
I'm agreeing with you on it, but I was just saying, because to me, it's like Nelly with his people, they came in as a group together like this. They weren't pulled together. That's the only difference.
Who, Nelly and them?
Yeah.
Who, Nelly and them? Yeah, they wasn't. They came in with Nelly first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of the difference that, to me, Wu-Tang can go on and they all can, like, they can form like Voltron and disperse, is one of your favorite words, disperse like Voltron. Compared to Nelly, they came in like a fist, which Nelly is the key knuckle, and all the other knuckles.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
Again, but that's where the other part of that I was saying, the jealousy and all of that type shit, because he was the first one out. He was the breakout star for them, and he brought them along, and so everybody thought it was supposed to, you know what I mean, probably, I'm not saying that I know for sure, but everybody probably was looking at it like, wow, this happening for you, this should be happening for me too, you feel me? And that happens a lot. Heck, shit, I could cuss now. Shit, it happened to Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. It's been happening. This is not a new story. It's just new people in the story and a different kind of a slightly different narrative. But it's the same fucking people. I mean, the same story with different fucking people.
Yeah.
You feel me? But it happens. Hell, it almost happened in New Edition. I'm glad they got over their bullshit. Because it almost happened with New Edition. With Ralph Present. And then Bobby Brown had to leave. And then they brought in Johnny Gill. So it happens. It's not uncommon. That situation that happened with them over there. Now I know I really can cuss because my alarm going off. Next, and then we're gonna get into our stuff. Well, no, we might got time for one more. The Outlaws. What's up with groups today? I don't know what's up with groups today, but look, Outlaws.
It's the Diddler and the Bad Boy. And Girls Club, the BBCG groups of people doing weird shit. Not weird shit, but I'm just saying. Outlaws. Gaffi. Gaffi is one I remember all the time. But they all had names of like big time drug lords. Yeah. In my fairness, they were connected to Tupac. I do think I have their CD somewhere in my life somewhere. I think I just bought it because they were connected to Tupac. And I can't really say that I fully enjoyed them all together.
Right.
I like the fact that Tupac brought like his lyrical rap that he wanted from the East Coast. Uh-huh. And mixed in a lot of the West Coast stuff. But I cannot say that I enjoyed the Outlaws. I'm sorry. Like, I know I have that CD somewhere, but it's not like I think I bought it. Probably listen to it was like, eh.
Yeah. I was going to say about them, that's crazy that they like, oh, why is the bottom of the bag like this? First of all, we only got like two more in the bag. I'm going to leave them in the bag and refill the bag as this week goes, now that I know how many we got left, because we got to replenish our lovely bag here. But, I would say one is, I guess it is the association of Tupac is how we know of them for sure.
Yeah.
They might have had one or two songs that I was like, oh, all right, just some shit. But that was about it. I mean, like, in my opinion. But the thing is, whatever come out this bag, ain't necessarily always what we like. But yeah, that's how I felt about them. That's how I felt about the St. Lunatics. That's how I felt about, sorry, I know y'all going to burn me at the stake again for saying this, but I'm going to say it. How I felt about Cameron. And, well, the later Cameron. Not like the early Cameron, like the Mason Betha era and all of that. I'm talking about the Cameron that had computers putin'. I didn't like that Cameron. And I'm never going to like that Cameron. And I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I still don't like that nigga. And that's how I feel. I still stand 10 toes down on that statement. And ain't nobody changing my mind about it. Because that's how I feel.
All right.
But,
sorry.
Yeah, I don't know that I like. They had a couple of joints that they was on. You know, you had little mixtapes here and there. They might splash on there real quick because of their association. I don't feel like, you know, if they weren't associated with a certain gentleman, they would have gone as, you know what I mean, gotten as far as what little bit they did get. You feel me?
I fully agree with your statement because I'm really thinking. I cannot remember any song off the top of my head off of the Outlaws album. And I know I had. And I cannot think of one song. And the only thing that keeps popping in my head is Hail Mary. And that's only because it was one of them with a verse on it. And then in my head, you know what keeps messing me up? I keep thinking of Fugees, Lauryn Hill, Rod Digger, and the Outsiders.
Right.
That's what keeps messing me up too. My mind keeps clicking to the Outsiders rather than the Outlaws. But no, I do not remember anything from a song from the Outlaws on the Tupac. But I know I bought that.
Yeah, I actually in my spool, because that's how I started when I first started putting the, you know, the joints in the bag, I also would go through my spool of CDs, which just get crazy over here because I'm about to be at my most creative moment, and find some order in which to hang my CDs up on the wall. Because right now it's just madness, but they definitely in a spool. But what I will say about that is, because they in my spool, I'll say that it was like maybe one song that I bought the joint for.
It couldn't have been no more than that.
It couldn't have been no more than that.
One song. Remember what song that is?
I don't.
All right, look. I will give you a decent comparison, especially because we're talking about groups of people. Do you remember a rap group named Militia?
Name what?
Militia.
No.
All right, so it was a collective rap group that some West Coast producer, but he was kind of drifting toward down south too. He bound a bunch of them together. Their group name is Militia. They have a song called Burn. I'll have their CD. It's silver with a star. I fully remember what the CD looked like, and I know I knew it somewhere at the same, probably it's probably the same place my Outlaw CD is, but at least I remember that one song by them, and that was the reason I bought that CD. That's the reason I spent $15 for one song on a CD. Militia, Burn.
You know what I'm saying? It happens. You probably see, you just go, I'm gonna get this because I like this song. And then remember, when we was buying CDs, we were still in that FYE phase and the Radio Shacks, and the, you go in there and put the headphone on.
No, that's the era.
I'm like, hurry up, get out of here. Thinking at that time, we probably working little jobs or whatever, so we probably on our lunch break in FYE. I got to get off my lunch break. Let me get this real quick.
So FYE and Sam Goody, when they would let you make your own mix CDs, that was my favorite time. Because I can go there and pick all the songs that I did like and burn a CD that had their FYE or Sam Goody label on it.
Right.
But it was a mixtape that I can go and just pay a, like, I think it was like a dollar a song actually at the time. I could pay a dollar per song. And if I made a, and this was the old 80 MB CDs, I think I probably get 15 songs on it. Songs back in the day was like 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I probably fit 15 songs on it. I spent $15, but it's a complete CD of just the songs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm away. I'm privy. Yeah, but that's what happened with my Outlaw CD. I got it. I don't think I would put it on my wall, but I got it. There's probably only one song on there I bought it for, and I cannot remember the song I bought it for, because we talking about when we was buying CDs. Do you know how freaking long ago that was? Ages. I can tell you, I probably worked in a mall back then.
I think the last CD I bought.
No, I'm talking about that CD. How long ago was that?
Oh,
I was probably... So I definitely don't remember what song it was on that album that I bought for that one song on that album. I don't know. That's so long ago. Oh, let me see. Oh, my mother-in-law done touched the building. Hi, mother-in-law. Thank you for the light. Thanks, Vicky. No, I'm not married to her sons. Very talented sons, by the way, but she's forever my mother-in-law, so I'm going to show her love. But yeah, I don't remember what song it was, but yeah, I definitely wasn't big on the Outlaws at all. Like, it just, there was one song, and then they was associated with Pac. And to be honest, and I'm scared to say this because y'all might really find me and try to burn my house down. I liked Tupac, but I wasn't like the biggest Tupac fan. You feel me? Like, he was with me. But then sometimes he wasn't. You feel me? So, like, one song probably Outlaws got out of me.
No, we can say that for a later conversation, because Tupac for you is an interesting thought for me. Cause
why? Because he's from Baltimore? Because he lived in Baltimore? No. I don't even like my own baby daddy, and he in New Yorker, so what the...
But anyway. Tupac covers way more bases for you than anybody.
No. No.
Yeah, look, Tupac, look, Screwface Cat probably would love Tupac spitting in the face of the
No, we probably wouldn't like each other because I probably had to cuss his ass out on a regular. I could tell who. No.
On a regular.
He was cool. I liked his music. I liked a lot of his music, but I ain't going to say like I was the biggest Tupac fan because I wasn't. Okay. I would never lie about that. Like, you got some people out here that be bandwagoning and shit. I love Tupac. I was the biggest Tupac fan ever. No, I knew a few humongous Tupac fans. I had a homegirl on her wall. She had the autopsy photos and like, no.
Whoa.
Look, you know, the photos that they took after his autopsy.
Yeah, but did she like work at a
No, she didn't work at anything at that time.
Photos on the roof.
She just had an obsession with Tupac.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She loved some Tupac pictures and magazine photos and shit all on her wall. She loved Tupac. And I was like, you know, Tupac cool, but you know what I mean? He cool. Like, wow. He cool.
Simple, easy, old school hip hop question.
Hold on. Let me get to this love I gotta get to, because we was just I surprise people sometimes. They be like, what? Nah, not really. Wasn't my thing. All right, but we gotta get to these love notes real quick. Cause we gotta show our people some love. Cause it's love. It's love, love, love. I wanna shout out anybody who is watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Really deciding if we wanna go over and do this, doing it on IG too. I don't know. I've been thinking about it long and hard. But anyway. But for right now, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I love y'all. Thanks for watching this show. I appreciate you. And don't forget, we are gearing up. I'm going to have all of, by the end of this week, I'm going to have all the details prepared for you. But we are doing a giveaway, or a couple of giveaways. So stay tuned for that, for the people that watch it live. And then to the other people, I've got something for y'all too, but I just had to get that out the way. This love though, that I'm going to get into, this is my listening audience. They don't know what I look like. They just come and they listen to what I have to say. And I very much appreciate them for doing so. Now, how we got to calling this thing the love notes. Let's put that on the screen real quick. I used to call it love. Doc kept calling it show notes. He also said I had a stack of papers the size. Oh my gosh! And then he's gonna put it on the screen. Stack of papers the size of a composition note. They were not. They weren't. This is a lot of papers because it was a lot of cities and states and countries on there. Now we just narrowed it down to the countries. We went green. We don't have the papers no more. But. We also came to the compromise that between love and show notes that we would just call it love notes. And here we are. Now we get to our love notes. Man, gotta love these people that come through and show love and, you know, download this podcast because they're awesome. Best people I know. I promise you. And with that being said, it's all love. Thank you for all of the love, man. You guys are extraordinary. Shout out to my top six, the United States, United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Paris and Brussels. Hi, babies. Thank you. I love you. Oh, my gosh. You guys are extraordinary. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you all. Oh, my gosh. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all, babies. Thank you. Thanks. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal and Morocco. Hi, honeys. I love you too. Hi, boys. Hi. And last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania. Man, that love right there is extraordinary because it comes from all over the world. And I'm a very lucky, lucky girl to have people come and listen to the show from all over the world. You guys make me feel so special, and I appreciate you so much for that love. Now we are about to get into, well, let me, some things I got to go over. Well, I'll do that at the end. Let's get to this here final exam. I got to get some signage up for this when we do this. This is a final exam. Do something slick for this. We need some graphics for the final exam. But we got to get to this final exam. The year is 1992. Sometimes I don't even know why I be picking these years because I don't know what the heck doctors get right, say. I don't know. I just come up with the year and then he just come back through and kick my butt like, and then whatever, but
you got that solid blue streak on 1992. I went back and looked because we picked, or you picked, or it has been picked 1992 a couple of times. Because I'm realized like majority of these we covered. Because the ones that I'm like, oh, all right, I could work with this one, but then I got to dig a little bit deeper for 1992. But I think 1992 is your year because you know a lot in 1992. I ain't going front.
I don't know if 1992 was my year, because if you think about the age, I was like 13, so I don't know.
That's when you
oh, no. It was a great year. My sister was born in 1992. It was a fantastic year, actually. It was a lot going on. It was a lot.
Now,
I had a dog baby to play with.
1992 has been picked at least three times prior to, and you've won all of them. So your record for this, if you like sports like that, your record is going to be good.
So gosh. Okay.
Questions up a
I'm going to think now, too, of what year I'm going to pick that's not 1992.
Hold on. Let me pull up my note so I can add it to my note.
All right. Let me see. We're going to go. We're gonna go 1980s. I was getting ready to say I was gonna move it a little closer up, like 1989.
Okay,
something like that. You feel me?
1989, the number under the summer, get down.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go 1989 this go around. We might need to come out of the 90s for a second. Hey, just for a second. A smidge of this. A lot of good stuff happened in the 90s, though. But, yeah. All right, so I'm ready.
Well, before, I'm going to shoot you a little balance. I just did a verse. What song did that come from?
I don't know. Let's get to this final exam while I got myself in the mojo.
Okay.
I need to focus.
I'm trying to fix your 0.5. All right, so this is the first one. Wait, this is okay.
Girl, gotta focus. I'm this is intense. Oh, this is real intense. All right, he was part of the hit squad in the 1990s. Oh man, this is already starting off. What was I thinking with this year? He was part of, okay. Next one.
Throw you for a loop because I remember reading this article. I was like, what? And this is a little throwback. Boom.
Okay.
There you go.
Let me go with my number two.
Oh, I think this other shit up my bed. There you go. Number two.
Okay. Let me see. He challenged DMX to a fight in a cage match. Who the fuck is crazy enough? That nigga gonna get in there like, and just start shaking you and shit. What the fuck you wanna do this? They met as inmates in prison during the course of the rapper's 3-year prison stint. they disputed over who was the first to write a certain song.
Source magazine had me for me. I'm like, these niggas argue about this there.
Niggas crazy. Give me number three though. Cause I got an idea of who this might be, but
okay. Remember number three. I try to give you the easy shot. Look, I usually want to ask when you get to number three, do you have any pool guess? You said you got an idea. Any pool guess? How many people in your head right now?
On a prison stunt. Oh, why are you going still? Shut your mouth. You going to come in here. I already was saying this day. All right, this person might have beat me, though, and I know exactly who this person is. Hold on. Just go. It's going. I'm about to put it on the screen. This is
yo, the audience. You lost to the crowd. I see it now.
Yeah, and I should have said it before his behind came in and said it.
Yo,
but remember back when I said that nigga said in a song that nigga K Solo can suck my dick. You remember when I said that?
Yes.
And I told you it was in the song. Thank you, sir. Somebody finally be not. That's to you in the audience. Because yes. I swear to goodness.
Hold on. I'm trying to get this gentleman's name so I can make sure I can give him his due respects. Can I do it right here? Boom, boom. I got it.
I remember us having a conversation. I said it like he said it in the song. That nigga K Solo can suck my dick. They had beef. Real shit. And he told that nigga that shit. Yeah. He beat me to the joint. On the board. All right, but can we get the regular score up?
Oh, right. Well, do you want the regular score?
Normally goes. Yes, it is K Solo.
No,
he probably would. I want to know what number of the trivia did you have the answer? Was it at number two? That's what I want to know. Did he have it at number two? Because I was just like, I kind of did. At number two, I said, I got an idea, but give me number three.
And that's why, if you know it, you got to let it go. Look, if you got that five,
You know what? I need other people to come on here and beat me because what's the score? Put the score on the screen. And this is why I don't mind somebody else coming in and beating me.
Let me rock with I'm going to drop the rest of the questions real quick.
Yeah, I don't mind it because I'm still the champ.
Shout out to that gentleman.
I need some competition. Get in here and get three. Busy with me. This is number four. I'm number three. No, we already had number three on the screen. We need number four. Bad.
Number four.
He guessed it after number three.
Bam. So here you go with this one. And then the last one.
All right. Number four. He claims to have put rappers Keith Murray and Redman in the game. To be debated, but and then number five.
And then number five, which is to me was completely on the nose with all the clues I dropped. And then
released Time's Up in 1992, top single, charted number four on the Hot Rap Singles title Letterman. Okay, so it is what it is. Congratulations, sir. You are tonight's winner of tonight's final exam, which is rare because this is what my score really looks like because I'm still the champ, which is why I don't mind getting beat every now and again. It's going to take a minute for you to knock down that score. So Dot got seven. Me, myself, I have 17.5. Our former co-host, which I gave up a couple of them also. I gotta stop being so fucking nice. Well, no, I was really trying to make sure I had this one right, but he beat me to the point. That's what really happened. My former co-host used to be here. Wait. My former co-host had 5, and now the audience has 2. So, yeah, all right. Now, that's what it is. But
Fair stance. I think if any audience member gets at least 3 points, they can get their own name on the scoreboard.
It depends, because I don't know if they're going to be here that often enough to be.
Well, at least 3.
They gotta be a constant. They have to be a constant face for me to give that kind of recognition.
All right, well, you feel me? If y'all need a constant face and Kat decides you deserve to have your name put up there as a scorer, you a shooter, you Kobe, you on the block, and you one of them guys, you one of them women, you one of them sliders, steppers, big steppers.
If Kat decides to ambitiously university, that's what you are. So. With that being said, you have to be here constantly for me to put your name on anything, for that to even flash up. You feel me? You have to be a constant viewer. But I got y'all. But yes, congratulations, sir. Congratulations, AU Big Purr, to you. dang, you got beat by tonight, what is happening? I told you, it might have been it might be that solar eclipse thing that happened. It might have knocked me off my axle or something. I don't know what's going on, but I told you today was this week has started off really freaking busy for me, and then it's a lot going on. He said, I'm spinning.
He said, I'm gonna
squeeze
one
in. He's Spanish. But it's been a crazy, crazy week. So I told you, I don't know. No, last week I thought Tuesday was Wednesday too. So I don't know. It's just been a weird time right now. But
what's going on with you between Tuesday and Wednesday then? That's what I see.
I don't know. It's just been the last couple of Tuesdays. I've been feeling like it was Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe I just want the weekend to hurry up and get here. Maybe I'm just tired of the week already in itself. But who knows? I don't know. But last week this happened, and then it almost happened again today. And I'm like, wrong day. Wrong freaking day. It's not Wednesday. Things that I need to get off my chest before we get up out of here. I told y'all I am about to start going live from the radio station. I'm still making the decision on whether it's going to be in sync with this show or if I'm going to do a whole different show on the radio station. I don't know yet. We got a new little radio show coming on there as well. Be looking forward, courtesy of Majestic Behavior. So be looking forward to that. What else is going on? Dag nabbit. It's so much right now. I'm trying to just remember it all.
Coffee, you're giving away coffee.
Yeah, we're giving away. Like I said, we're going to do something for all of the platforms, I think, that we use on the regular. So if I stream live from any of the platforms, such as Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook, it'll be one collective giveaway for you guys. We're going to do something with Discord. We're also going to do something with Discord and coffee are one and the same also. And then we're going to do something for the website. Well, actually not specifically the website, but the app. The app is free. You can download the app at any time and it's definitely free. You don't have to pay anything to get the app. So do that. But you got to go to the website to get the app. So the other giveaway would be for the website / app. And then the last one, did I say the radio station? One for the radio station. Yeah. So we got 4 giveaways that's going to happen. And I think I'm going to save two for actual anniversary day. And then the other two will happen slightly before then. So I think that's how we're going to gear it up. So that's, we could just be prepared for everything. But yeah, we are giving away a few things. So just stay tuned. We are July the 22nd is anniversary date, our anniversary date of doing this show. So that'll be, we're going to have fun that day. But that's that. So let's see what else we got going on up in this world. Get with these comments real quick. Doc said we are worldwide. You stepped to Queen Cat. Next time might be different. Her, I am not. Don't think you're going one too many on me, because the champ is here. The champ is here. Stop playing. Nah, you ain't gonna get too many over on a girl though. She's pretty well inclined to this hip hop game. Why you think my score so high? And Doc don't be playing no games. Doc come through with some intense questioning. And I ain't gonna lie, I done lost a couple times messing with him and he's questioning. Top Flight, catch the vibes. Next time the audience might not catch a pace. I don't intend for that to happen. I didn't expect somebody from the I was off my I was not on point. I didn't expect nobody from the audience to pop in and give the correct answer, but might catch a murder flock head dummy.
I don't know if I use that right.
You trying, baby. He would use it right. The person who won tonight, he would use it right because he's from here. But
I talked to ravens, a flock of crows, a murder
dummy. You trying to get there, baby. He said, "Oh, all right." You working on it. So yeah. To other things that I gotta get off my chest. You seen the number all night. I even stopped it from the ticker and just left it on the screen so you could know that you could always join this conversation. Drop a comment. You could call it or you can text the numbers on the screen. I don't feel like I should have to say it at this point. I've been saying it so much. I'm tired of saying numbers. Ask me to drop a link, and I might, as long as you're on your best behavior. I don't want to, I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again. Nobody wants to see your little Peter Weeder. You seen one, you seen them all. I don't need to see it. Keep that to yourself. Seriously, like, I don't need to see that. You want to come on the show, you want to talk to me about advertisements, sponsorships, things of that nature. You got some gab for these Gabby streets for me to, you know, put out there, whatever, because, you know, I'll be trying to save people from danger, so I'm the only nosy one in the room. But for whatever the case may be, hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. It's scrolling, and then the other information is still up there because I ain't take it down. Let me take this down. It might be a little bit confusing. If, by chance, I play music videos, gotta clear my chest and say this loud and clearly. We do not take requests. We do not. Any music video that I play on this platform, I have permission to play. That means I've either asked them for consent, which is written, or they have sent it to me, which is also consent as well. If I do not have consent, I will not play the music video. So don't you hit me up in the comments like, can you play blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. No, I cannot. No, I will not. Okay? And when it comes down to Fire Fridays, I do not tell my DJ what to put in the mix. I just let him do his thing. He sends me the mix and I present it because my DJ is the shit. Y'all gonna get to that in a minute. Don't play with my DJ. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, share, and subscription. I'm just saying. Y'all need to join Coffee right now because I'm giving up something good over in Coffee. Let's just say a couple dollars. Couple. You gotta be there, though. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Check out our website. Shorty. If by chance you want to donate, I don't know why I put this up here anymore because it's underneath my name the whole entire show. But if you would like to donate, $LURLUCIDITY, Lord Lucidity, to lure them in clearly. That's what it means. And that's the Cash App that you can donate. Or you could just go on our website and donate on there as well because you set up like that, you know, a little bit. Big shout out to my DJ, Go DJ, because that's my DJ. I don't care. Y'all get ready to stop. Y'all going to put some respect on his name. You going to put some respect on his name. Go DJ. Salute to DJ Rukasey. Yes. Salute. You know, he holds us down. Like I said, that man goes to work every day. He's still trying to get his life together as far as this moving thing. He still somehow makes sure we get our mixes every week. And he's been giving us some bangers lately. So I feel like when it come down to it, you know, he hit me up, like, check your email. And I be like, shorty. Like, listen, if we going to give anybody props, we going to give the DJ some. He holds us down. And I'm more than certain he is in the process of working on our next upcoming fire mix because he's a fire DJ. Go DJ. He's a reptile dude that take a little bit of time. You don't just toss the reptiles to the side. And
I'm good.
I don't know how many he got now, but last time I checked, he had a lot of them. You know what I mean? He probably added to that. But you just can't just, you got to get them right.
I'm being honest. I only was asking, like, DJ Rukasey moving for a minute.
This dude got snakes. This dude got lizards. He got fish. He got, what was the other thing he said? I think he got a no, he might got a scorpion.
That's
the last time. I think he got some tortoises and some turtles. And that's the last time I seen when he had. I don't know what he has now because I checked. If you go to his Facebook page, you probably see a few of them mother suckers. They is on there. So
All right. My bad. Look.
And then he worked.
I was making a joke, but if you have to move that many pets, animals, and reptiles, bro, I'm leaving you alone. You're good.
This dude got that many pets. I'm not sure he still got. I don't know what other animals he got. He had a few animals, but. Is that, and then he works full time. He don't work part time. He works full time, and then he still put together our mix.
And he does.
You feel me? And he never lets us down. And by Wednesday or Friday, in between Wednesday or Friday, I'm going to get an email saying check your email, woman, and I'm gonna check my email, and there's going to be a mix in there. So.
Okay.
This is why I hold him down the way I hold him down, because he hold me down.
You see right over there, it's just a joke being DJ Rukasey. I was just clowning because didn't know all of this other than the house moving. But yes, so
just, I don't think you want to.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you want to move them snakes in any kind of way. Them niggas. He got some boa constrictors in there and some more shit. You don't want to move them.
See,
you
gotta be scary. It's just that
you gotta be safe around them kinds of people. So you know what I mean. I get it. But and then you think about it from the time. Think about the moving process from the time you start. You gotta pack, and then you gotta move it to the next location. Then you gotta unpack, and then you talk about animals. And DJ equipment. I got nothing else to say. But y'all make sure I got my mix every week. So I ain't got no beef with him. Keep doing your thing. Very proud of you, young man, in your transition of life. and just be safe with them animals. That's all I understand about that. Be safe with them animals. We don't need none of them niggas escaping.
My Friday nights are cool because I appreciate the mixes.
We don't need none of them wild animals escaping and getting into the wild. We don't need that. Not in Baltimore City. Nobody's boa constrictors just slithering up the street. You gonna put something up there, but you ain't saying nothing, babes. It is what it is. Big shout out to my DJ, man. He's that guy. He holds it down for us relentlessly. So don't forget to let us know how y'all feel about the mixes either. We need to hear that. He loves the feedback. I love to deliver it like, yo, they said. He found me, so give him your feedback. All right. So we have arrived at the end of the tap in. I'm showing out tonight because there's no school tomorrow. Tomorrow night we will be back in here because we got to get back to this detective work. I heard a little something about G. We'll talk about that tomorrow because, you know, the question that's been on our minds is where the hell is G? Which is the dude from the bathroom situation with them peoples, you know? With the Diddy crew.
Can I give a crazy thought that I thought about?
What?
So, you know, G Depp recently got released from prison, right?
I did see that. I saw that.
G Depp, and there was a dude named G, and he went in for something he said he did, and nobody put anything with him, but they just gave something on his jacket. That was my mind working super crazy that day. I was like,
Only thing with G-Dap, that happened many, many years ago, him going away, and that's because it's something he did actually do. He didn't know he did it. He just thought, you know, it was a scrimmage, and then come to find out when he turned himself in about it, the person had passed away because of the situation, and he was high on them drugs. He wasn't even in the picture for
that. He involved. Ain't no telling.
But this G,
I don't know.
I'm telling you from what we read in the court documents, this G was only in his 30s. G Dap is well into his late 40s, early 50s now. So he not a part of this equation. But I did hear something about G, and I'm talk about that tomorrow. And we also gotta dive into this Christian Combs. What's your middle name, Christian? Because I already got your brother's middle name, and I know it's a brand.
No,
it just seems like it. Huh?
It's the other brother you keep
mentioning. So it's Justin Dior Combs. What's Christian's middle name? It better not be Dior, because Justin is Dior. Justin is the oldest one. Christian is the youngest one.
We'll stop real quick, man. But all right, cool.
I'm quite sure. I've been reading this and I've been going through this case too long now to not know that Justin is the light skin sign that might not be his son, and his middle name is Dior Combs. Justin is the light skin one that might not be his son, and his name is Justin Dior Combs. Now, for Christian is the son of Kim Porter. What the hell is his middle name? I want to know.
Christian Dior would make way more sense, right?
Christian it would, Dior. But Christian came last. Justin came first, and he got a different mother. His mother is Misa Hilton. Right. So,
either way, I am staying away from the diddler in the Bad Boy and Girls Club, the BBGC gang. Wayne said they're a lawless gang.
They lawless, but we gotta finish getting into his mess, Diddy's mess. Get into his son Justin Combs. I mean Christian Combs. You got me messed up. Christian Combs. He got a case open of SA, and it's a lot to talk about. I tried to save all of Diddy for one day because it's a lot to talk about. So tomorrow we will be getting into it. Some other insight comes up. I'll probably add that to whatever we're talking about tomorrow. But we got a lot to cover. Oh, and I got Christian's court documents too. It's salacious. Yeah, I don't play. What you think this is? I don't play. I do not play. You get a court case and you want to be all doing stuff, I'm getting ready to air that ass out. I do not play. This is not a game. I told you. This is why we might change it to the wiretap. Because I don't play. And I told y'all I want to.
Look, when I'm now, I was literally just joking.
And I think I want to get into these other industry cases, like sample, you know, the cases with sampling and stuff like that.
The business.
I think I want to take it a mile further. So yeah, that's what we do on a Wednesday night. We get into people's shit. So tomorrow we getting back into Diddy shit and his son Christian shit, because y'all shouldn't be out here being dickheads. And that's how I feel about that. And it's after 10 o'clock, so I can say all these.
Look, talk to them nice, apparently, because the words you use, and look, and the difference me enjoying all this, it could be
a dickhead is a dickhead. I'm not changing my.
He may be a freak off the way you say it. He may be like, hey, invite.
Oh, no, no freak offs, no double stuffings. My bad. All right, let me get myself together. I'm sorry. Nobody want to be double stuffed. All right.
Like, hey, do you want to take a trip, Miss Lee?
I'm not they type, so I'm not really worried.
Look, I can watch we heard equipment what, and they don't have to be in the bathroom.
We heard what they like, and I don't got one of them because I'm a girl. Anyway.
I'm being focused on time, but we don't know what them niggas like.
I'm a girl.
Look,
I'm a girl. They don't like my type.
There.
And they're like my type of girl, so I'm cool. I'm good.
Look,
I'm not the type that they would generally be attracted to. I might be a bit much.
There, Daphne Joy was there. Who else was there? There
was women
that was there. So
I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not even worried about it. If anything, they just try to get me shadow banned.
In real life, try to get shadow banned. Anyway.
Might try to mess with my bandwidth and mess up my internet connection. They've done that before. Anyway, we've all witnessed it. Like, what the hell is going on? Anyway, so for the simple, I just need y'all to mind y'all business, though, and come here and let me tell you other people's business, because I'm good at it and I'm nosy and I'm a detective. And if there's answers to be had, then I damn well gonna get him. I got you. You should just like, I should open a PI firm or some shit. Like, I might be a good private detective. But other than that, mind your business. Come here on Media Mondays. I'm definitely telling business. Sometimes on the tap in. If we get around to it, I'll tell people's business. And definitely on a Wednesday, we are wired. So we on a wired tap. I'm telling more business because I got court documents to go with it. Stop playing with me. But other than that, mind your business. It's safer that way. It's a very, very safe way to live your life. Encourage your babies, love your babies, hug your babies, tell your babies that they are freaking awesome, man. Encouragement goes a long way with kids. And I don't think that a lot of people get that or understand it, but I don't got all the answers, but that's one thing for sure I understand. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT. They are the greatest of all times. If you don't tell them anything else in this world, tell them that they are the GOAT. They need that encouragement, man. They need it. If they want to work, no, I didn't put my telescope together, and I damn sure ain't put it together for yesterday.
I don't know what you're on that. I'm trying to type something else that I think is funny.
If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever it is that they do over there at NASA. I don't know, space. They ain't working in space. And that's all we need to know. If they want to work for NASCAR, then tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, commentator or whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. At one time, they love muscle cars, and I do too, so I don't got no beef with them. But the point is this. Whatever it is that they want to do, just tell them be great at it. Like, that's your job, to encourage them to be great at it. That's something else I got to tell y'all too. But I got to get to where I need to be in order to tell y'all where we going. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. My lane is not your freaking lane. My lane is not your fucking lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. And when you jump in my lane, you definitely get her. Mm-hmm. For sure. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You getting hurt. Uh-huh. She's not nice. She's really bitchy when she want to be. And cool with being bitchy when she's in that state of mind. So leave her over there. Come back over here. You want her. She's nicely kind and cuddly and all that good stuff. Or at least her. Hey, you big purr. Hey, you big purr. Because let me tell you something. When Kat is purring, Kat is a very, very, very happy and sensational girl. You want the two latter ones. You don't want the first one because I told you she's not nice. And what usually happens when you jump into somebody else's lane is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane and everything be cool. Everything be cool. Aesthetic. That's all I'm telling you. That's all I'm telling you. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Sometimes J. Cole got it. He understood. Sometimes you just got to wave your white flag and just say, all right, you got that. But bitch, I'm going to live to fight another day. I'm going to live to win the fucking war. If I lose the battle, I might lose my life. And then therefore, I can't fight the good war. So fuck it. Sometimes you just gotta wave the flag. I don't have a white flag. I never had one of those. But if I had one, I'd be raving. It's okay. It's all right. J. Cole got it. I know you don't appreciate it, but he got it. He said, I gotta live to fight another day. So my bad. My apologies, my nigga. And that's what he said. That's what he said. My apologies, my nigga. But sometimes you just gotta, you know, pick and choose your battles wisely. And I don't think that was his battle to be fighting. But Mobb Deep already told y'all. They told y'all a long time ago. They said that there is a war going on outside and no man is safe from. You can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Y'all know how this go. I'll be trying to not do the whole song, but I could if I wanted to. I'm not going to do it. But they was smart. They told y'all something. And I don't know if y'all took heed, but take heed. Worry about the war, not the bullshit battles. Be who you are. Be authentic to you. Be your extraordinary self. Be your real self. You came in this world by yourself. You're probably going to leave this bitch by yourself. So at the end of the day, you got to worry about self. I'm not saying don't worry about other people, but definitely don't worry about other people's opinions. Because they don't always really matter. They rarely matter in my world, but you're different. So I can't tell you how you feel. But yeah, their opinions don't matter. You got to do what you got to do for you. And that's it. Doc, baby, thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
Audience number one tonight. That is extraordinary. I'm happy about that a little bit. Because I be tired of winning all the time.
Look, when Drake says spooky time for you, probably coming up. But look, you had one, you got two. Look, what the fuck, Larry? Help the skeleton, my shit.
You might be doing some things.
All right, but you know, my favorite is Help the Skeleton. Rock said, one of the niggas stuck through the door. Next thing I know, they bust in with three more. Boom. Throw the fuck up the door.
But as usual, I want to thank you for joining me for another tap in. I shall hopefully see you tomorrow for this wired tap because we got to talk about some things with people getting double stuffed and being part of that crew and stuff. So We're going to get into that tomorrow.
Do not mess with the Diller Gang.
Not the Diller Gang.
BBGC, Bad Boys and Girls Club.
For life. Anyway, so anyway.
Wait, I don't know how I look. For life? Or is it for life? I don't even know the fuck.
He said Kadeem Bad Boy for life. Listen. Anyway, we gotta get him out. Oh my gosh, Doc, stop it. I cannot right now. Cause it's bad boy for like we ain't. Anyway, so we gonna get into that tomorrow night. I will see you tomorrow night so we can get into the shenanigans. I appreciate you, sir. Very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Good night, y'all. We gotta get out of here. Bye. Oh, geez.